Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Lyons.
All right, so you're going linebacker. You're calling your shot. Linebacker, linebacker, linebacker. You think that's where this thing is headed with the Houston Texans, who don't draft today, at least not for now.
We don't think.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't think. Peter Schrager, Diana Rossini. Putting the Texans out there as teams they could see potentially going up. But you're leaning linebacker.
Yeah,
D'Amico
linebacker.
Gets his linebacker.
Yeah, the tackling machine. We need a tackle.
Or a linebacker.
I wish I had like something in a, you know, like substantial to say. I've got a good feeling about this, like I did last year. This is just common sense. And the common sense, I've said this a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. Sometimes we don't think the Texans are telling us much, and they really are. Like D'Amico has done it, you know, with Nick has done it, you know, with trying to get into the second round, those players in that. They've told us about positions that you know, in the offseason that they want to focus on, the defensive front. They've done exactly that. You know, you got to listen to them sometimes. Sometimes you got to listen between the lines, but you got to listen to them. And right now I'm listening to sort of absorbing – literally everything they've done since the offseason, since the season ended.
Okay.
Everything they've done since the season ended. And we wondered about this early on. Are they going to, you know, try to build for 20, you know, are they in win now mode? Are they trying to draft players and get on rookie contracts? Or what are they going to do? Are they even going to spend money? Remember that conversation?
Yeah.
With Sean and Seth and with John McClain.
They got that $20 million receiver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the end.
Why would they even want to spend money?
They were able to fill a roster.
Look, and I don't even want to relitigate
that. No, we
don't
need to.
All I'm saying
Please
is,
not.
All I'm saying is...
It's crazy, though.
Everything they've showed us is that they are in win-now mode. They have spent the money. They were in on all kinds of receivers.
So what is win-now? Trade into the first? Because they're just going to pick someone?
Well, I think what win-now is get that other position of need filled.
Okay.
Like that other position of need filled. When you look at their depth chart and what they've done, well, they really need a wide receiver. Guess what? Got Stephon Diggs. Boy, you know, I don't know if I trust Damian Pierce. Well, how about Joe Mixon? You know, defensive tackle. D'Amico told us that. I don't know about defensive tackle. Well, how about Fadakasi, Danico Autry, this other guy, Tim Settle? They have told us what they've wanted. They've gotten into win-now mode, and they've filled those needs. Even Jeff Okuda, which I'm not real crazy about, but you could argue is the answer that they're looking for opposite. Hey.
Final answer?
I don't know if he's the final answer. So, and middle linebacker, Al Shaair. Like, they are getting win-now pieces.
Yeah.
The only piece that they have a glaring need at right now is another linebacker.
I think they need a tight end, man. But that's a day two thing. That's not a trade in. So, yeah. So is that linebacker's name Edgerrin Cooper?
I think it's Cooper or Colson from Michigan would be my favorites.
Okay,
I think Cooper is gaining a lot of steam nationally. You know, this happens. Players get a lot of run. I've liked him. We've talked about him since early on in the process. I've watched every single one of his games. Of course, I remember. I forget who the analyst was, but when they played Alabama, he was described as having the best performance a linebacker has had this season against Alabama. He's really good.
Jeremiah.
It was a Jeremiah?
Yeah.
But I also like Colson from Michigan. All I'm saying is if you're reading the proverbial tea leaves, linebacker. That's if they're in win-now mode, you can get a win-now linebacker at 42 or maybe even move up. you know, if there's that guy that you like at 27, 28, like Figgy was talking about, that might be a good sweet spot for you.
So you, the linebacker would be okay with you?
I think it'd be preferred.
I need offense, man. I need offense. They can't.
A linebacker.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown against Baltimore.
Yeah.
They didn't score a single touchdown. The wide receiver is going to be a big need next year. You can play these guys. I need an elite offense. D'Amico, coach up the defense, man. Mm-hmm. They gave you Danielle Hunter. They gave you Danico Autry. They gave you Shaiir. If we're going to go this route, I think safety would be where I would look. If we're going to go defense, then let's – I want some – how about some proactive?
Yeah.
Because I would argue that I almost feel better about that linebacking group than I do the safeties at this point. Unless I can go old school, and you know this is my favorite thing to talk about. Unless I can go old school Madden and just turn injuries off with Jimmy Ward. But I would almost rather go safety. I like the linebacker safety thing because I do think that's where you can get your best guy.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's not, I don't think there's going to be like a linebacker or safety run, so you can get your best guy. But if they need something there, I think they need a safety. They need to be able to.
I wouldn't be mad about that.
Cover the deep half of the field, and then hell, you can use Jalen Petrie almost like a linebacker. Mm-hmm. I mean, not full time, but you can
go
still
in the box.
Still has value.
Yeah,
figure some stuff out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at safety, but when you look at their depth chart, like you see players there, Petrie, Ward, Murray, you know that they've already trusted. Like I don't know if they tried to trust To'o last year and didn't work out. You know,
he was okay. I mean, based on what he was,
he missed a lot
okay.
of games late. I mean,
yeah, he missed games and he doesn't move too well.
And then there's Jake Hansen, good player. I mean,
he's a good special teamer.
Okay, yeah. Like that's their linebacking core outside of Christian Harris and Shaiir. It's To'o and Jake Hansen. Like if you're in win now mode, you got to get one of those dudes, man. You got to get somebody to fit that role.
So Edgerrin Cooper, is that the called shot?
Or Junior Colson?
Okay, yeah. So you're going linebacker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be mad at safety.
Okay.
Certainly wouldn't be mad at safety. That was one of my kind of go tos early on in this process as well.
Okay. So linebacker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm smiling because last year you were the one that came in here with that bleep-eating grin on your face and said that Stroud was the dude.
Yeah. Well, I had a little more info last year. This is more just reading the tea leaves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last year was their control.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't control
yeah,
with
they
where
had
they
a
are.
Choice.
Like, yeah.
They had a choice of everyone.
I mean, it was their, it was Bryce Young. It was anyone but Bryce Young.
Yeah.
So they were in control. So that type of stuff going down did not really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I would like for them to stay. I want 3 picks tomorrow. And then just be able to look around and see what's going on.
That'd be sweet.
With the league. We really haven't heard anything, really. No reports or anything. I you got to think we're creeping towards some sort of new. Like, if there is going to be a draft day trade, there's got to be.
Oh, you mean like not just the Texans? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's got to be some sort of news, right?
Yeah. No, right now is prime time between now and. I'd say, like, up until the draft, you're going to start having to really watch some of these reports. Somebody's going to make a deal, and it's going to happen here pretty soon.
Is it going to be New England?
New England is prime time. I think, the Giants.
Arizona? I think Arizona's lying. I think Arizona wants Marvin Harrison Jr. I just find it hard to believe that they're going to pass on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
With the way he's been acting?
Yeah, they have to get him.
Like, are you telling me that Marvin Harrison Jr. is really sitting there saying, hey, I'm not working out for anybody. I'm not talking to anybody. Like, just is that real?
No, I mean, it is real.
No, but it it has to be because he knows he's going to at least Arizona.
Yeah, no, I he never.
There's no way he randomly decided. You know what? Screw y'all. I'm not working out. I'm not talking.
Well, yeah,
I play football.
He's not doing any draft type of workouts.
Yeah, he said I trained to play football.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's the biggest hardo quote of all time.
But the thing about Arizona is they have 2 first round picks. So,
but they need receivers.
But no, I'm saying I think they could get Marvin Harrison Jr. and then that number 27, I believe.
Yeah, they're talking about that as like a potential. Yeah.
Maybe that's a Texans thing.
Spot.
Yeah.
Well, they have a relationship with Arizona.
Yeah.
They made some pretty big moves.
Mm-hmm.
Monty Austin Fort and Nick Caserio worked together in New England. Maybe that's
your linebacker.
Your linebacker. Damn, we're going to trade up there to get the linebacker? Oh, man. The thing about with where the Texans are, and the beauty about draft is that everyone's going to look stupid at some point when it comes to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
everyone's going to look stupid. But you kind of have a trust now in this organization to where you don't pound the table as much claiming the stupidity.
They're
They've
not
at least
the Ravens
got that grace
yet.
Right now. Yeah, they're not the Ravens yet, but they're...
But you're like, okay, it's got to be pretty smart for them to do that.
They're definitely not the old school Texans either.
Oh, God, no. They're not Bill O'Brien. You see that latest thing making the rounds?
Where Chancellor Johnson put out the Jonathan Grenard where Bill O'Brien yelled at Jack Easterby, the COVID. He yelled at Jack, and then he almost tripped over
That's
his son.
That's your pick, Jack!
Funniest was his son.
Yeah, like,
just sitting there like, oh, Dad's mad again.
We see this every day.
And then the explanation was the best.
Yeah.
Remember the explanation
messing
of
with
it?
The Zoom, baby.
Because McClain tried to bring it up.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we were just messing with the Zoom.
Messing with the Zoom.
What does that even mean,
how?
He did look lost, man.
By the way, you're going to hear that during confessions because that's one of mine regarding B.O.B.
Madison with the Zoom.
You think B.O.B. watches the draft?
Well, sure he does.
You think?
Yeah.
Or you think it's just too painful?
No, he watches the draft. Yeah.
Why, is that Boston College?
Yeah.
You don't think he's getting ready for a spring game?
No, why not? Why not? That's in his DNA, man.
I'm so glad he dipped out on Ohio State, man.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be
man, I'm so glad.
Wonder if CJ made a call.
You should be glad that he did.
CJ was like, hey, we can't do this.
Like, nah, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't. I heard about this guy. you should hear what they say about him in this building that I'm in right now.
Can I get Chip Kelly, please? What the heck are we doing here?
Yeah.
Man, that draft sucked. 2020, Roger Goodell sitting in his damn fireplace, up by his fireplace
Bill
in the basement.
O'Brien going on walks with Jack Easterby.
They have like...
That was a high first round pick too, man.
It sucked, man.
Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
Man, that stunk. Freaking COVID draft. God.
Yep. Yep.
Let's get the B.O.B. exp. Let's get the... B.O.B. Zoom explanation. This was John McClain asked him. Bill O'Brien's cussing at the top of his lungs. His poor son is just sitting there. Yeah. You know you're on camera. And B.O.B.
loses it.
The explanation was even worse.
Yeah.
Here was B.O.B.'s explanation of the Zoom with John McClain.
Before you made that last pick, they showed you on TV. You seemed to be very agitated. Did you have a trade fall through with Detroit?
No, we were messing with the Zoom. We were messing on the Zoom with myself and Easterby and all the guys. No, nothing agitated. I thought the camera's on the whole time. I don't know. We were just messing around on the Zoom. We're on the back patio here. We've done a lot of business on the back patio over the last couple months.
That sounds so cringy.
Why
man.
Was he so angry?
Just
if
say
messing
we, just
with
say
the Zoom.
Disagreements happen in the draft room. Sometimes it goes down and you get intense. We were messing with the Zoom. What the hell does that mean? What kind of explanation is that?
It's like they were making prank calls or something.
Did he not know what the out was back then?
Yeah.
All you had to do back in that day, no matter what, whether you were late to a meeting, whether you got in trouble, no matter what, all you had to do was say COVID.
Yeah.
Don't blame the Zoom.
COVID.
Remember that? Why were you late to COVID?
But he was like trying to force this laugh about messing with the Zoom like they were making prank calls or just having fun in the middle of a pick.
See, play McClain. Play McClain. This is what B.O.B. should have done.
Before
play McClain.
You made that last pick, it was you. They showed you on TV. You seemed to be very agitated. Did you have a trade fall?
COVID. COVID.
COVID. I was just upset.
COVID.
That was a rough time, man.
That was the dark.
Oh my
those
goodness.
Those were the dark times.
That audio sound awful.
Just blame it on COVID.
Those were the dark times.
COVID, man.
Yeah.
Got the computer going off in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And you just got in a wreck. You're walking up in COVID.
COVID, man. Of COVID. Course. Everybody used that excuse.
COVID.
COVID.
Sorry, COVID.
Yeah.
Man, the craziest thing is Grenard ended up being
that was the best pick.
He was good. Yeah.
He made the mistake and got the best pick.
Yeah.
We got some rumors from the Starbucks baby.
Can I
interest you in some Starbucks baby
rumors?
The Starbucks baby is saying that the Giants are trying to trade up to number three with the Patriots with the belief that they want Drake May, but it's considered a long shot to happen per the Starbucks baby.
Why is it considered a long shot to happen?
That's four spots, right?
Yeah. That can happen.
Yeah, what are you giving up, a first and a second or something to move up?
Yeah, that's easy. I mean, that's you can use the Jimmy
and
chart.
The Patriots. If the Patriots like six guys, you're trading back three or four spots,
and they're still going to get their guy,
and you'll still get your guy. Maybe you could trade back again.
I would say that's likely to happen.
Yeah, it's saying that they would want a haul, but if you're just moving back four, do you really need the haul?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
By the way, a little other news here: Fromber is starting in Mexico, coming off the IL. We'll start in Mexico on Saturday, and then Blanco on Sunday.
Well, that 40-pitch bullpen session must have gone good yesterday.
We'll see. Was it flat ground?
Fromber's back. That's good news, man. Maybe Verlander can win, get Fromber, get you two straight dubs.
Yeah.
Beat him again. Three straight dubs. How about the Astros? Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I don't think they're capable of four straight dubs.
Let's go, baby. Yeah. Never know.
You never know.
Get Verlander, Fromber back. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm waiting until we're 25% through to bail out. So 2 weeks and change.
Well, those numbers that you tossed out a second ago, this early in the season.
Yeah, you got to play 29 games over 500 from here on out to get 90 wins, assuming that 90 wins is the target.
Yeah, that's head spinning. Like that's like.
That's a lot. It's hard to imagine.
Jaw dropping, head spinning, whatever you want. For this team to go 29 games over 500 just to get to 90?
Very difficult to imagine.
Yeah.
What do you think Cal and Hanna do in the war room? Just chill?
Yeah, I think they sit in the back. I think they kind of
sit. What are they doing, just hanging out?
I think they like listening. Like, nobody's going to consult them, you know, because remember they've talked about this a little bit, like how the trade went down and how they were, you know, how hectic it was and frenetic and all that stuff, and they were just sort of captivated, like they're watching, you know, real-time, you know, documentary or something.
Yeah.
I think they just sit in the back and enjoy it. Yeah.
Eat some popcorn?
Why not? Nobody's going to bother you if you have popcorn, especially if you're the owner.
What if they were like, hey, can y'all leave us some privacy here?
To who?
To Callahan. Just say, hey.
Well, they wouldn't work there very long.
We're talking.
They wouldn't be working there very long.
We're talking here.
I think Cal and Hanna are smart enough to just say, we're just going to chill.
I think that's a blessing because you got other owners
that would.
Yes.
Well, Jerry Jones is.
No, I don't want that player.
Yeah, exactly.
I want this player. I want Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Easily had that on.
You might have been in the room on that one.
Oh yeah.
So does Hanna like throwing a take, a random opinion?
No.
Doesn't Hanna strike you as someone that talks at the movie theater? Like, I'm just saying, like, if they're just sitting there observing, like if we're just be serious.
I'm trying to consider.
If we're imagining Hanna McNair and Cal McNair going to the movies, you're telling me that if you're sitting the row in front of Cal and Hanna, I could see Cal being quiet. You're telling me Hanna ain't talking during the movie.
So you're saying Hannah's that girl?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Hanna is talking during the movie. No doubt. Come on, bro.
I don't know. I'm trying to consider it, and I'm not leaning that way.
Because I don't see how she. So she's got to be. Oh, that guy sucks, or something like that. Like just an occasional like take. You're telling you. So you think Hannah's silent?
What
at the
is
movie
she
theater?
Doing with him? Oh, you know she's gonna. You know she's gonna fool around on him.
Dead silence. No way.
Okay, here, I think I've reached.
I'm not saying that she's telling them how to draft. She's letting them do their thing. But there is no way there's no presence of a peanut gallery with Hanna in the draft room.
Maybe during the previews.
I'm not even saying it's annoying. I'm just saying it's happening.
I think you should get the guy from Ohio State. What about that guy?
She's the preview talker. Which I think preview talkers.
I think you should grade previews. I go thumbs up or thumbs down on all of them.
Yeah, but you still shouldn't talk. That's still, even though you should absolutely not talk during the movie, it still bugs me a little bit because I want
to
see what the preview.
Talking to
I want to see what the
point.
Preview
if you're
is.
Talking,
I mean, you
got to
be
okay.
quiet and talk. You got. I mean, if you talk, if I'm just talking to my wife or something like that,
if you're talking,
well, just kind of lean in.
Yeah,
but I want to know what the preview is about. So don't talk.
Previews are the best thing.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. God, they're the best thing. Mm-hmm. You know damn well she. Oh my gosh.
That's it. I'm switching to music.
Well, I guess she is.
Yeah, it's okay. Lunchtime Confessions coming up here on In the
she
Loop.
She never would, by the way.
Could the Texans have a addition at D-line that we aren't talking about. Let's just talk about it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Watch this.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions on a draft day. It is time to confess. Watch this. These
are my confessions. So I feel like we're being a little bit. We might be setting ourselves up for a little bit of disappointment here. Here I am about the linebackers and all that. I was looking at a list of every player in the last 10 years taken at number 42 overall.
Yeah.
There ain't a lot of stars there, man. You tell me. I'll go back to 2014. This is number 42 overall. Jordan Matthews, Jalen Collins, Kamali Correa.
Where's Gronk?
Marcus Williams.
Where's Gronk?
Mike Gesicki. Drew Lock.
Where's Gronk?
Laviska Shenault. Liam Eikenberg. Andrew Booth. And Luke Musgrave. It's a big ask. I mean, we're all excited.
What about Gronk?
Well, when was he?
He was 42 overall, man. 2010.
Oh, it was 2010. Yeah.
42.
Okay, Gronk then. Let's get one of those guys.
Yeah, let's get Gronk.
Let's get one of those guys.
If they got Gronk, would the Texans be Super Bowl favorites?
Did you see the video of Bill Belichick when they drafted Gronk?
Yeah, we're gonna play that tomorrow.
That is awesome.
Assuming that they go through. He called him and got mad that he was being too rowdy on the stage.
Like, get off the stage, man.
Called him.
Casario with a couple of cameos in there,
Casario
too.
Casario was chilling, looking at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Studying a little bit.
Yeah.
But they drafted two tight ends that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's the other one?
Gronk would be me, and then you would be Aaron Hernandez.
What?
I'm Gronk, you're Aaron Hernandez.
Why are you saying that?
Say it. I'm Gronk, you're Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, well, you called me a murderer, I think. I'm not sure.
Ball player.
42, though, man. We're all like, okay, yeah, good, cool. Dude, it's hard to hit on 42. It's hard.
If you could draft Aaron Hernandez at 42, would you?
No.
But you
because you know you don't have him.
No, but you know the pattern of life. Like, you're gonna get his rookie deal. You don't give him the second contract. You get 4 years of that quality of play.
That's a big headache.
No,
man.
But then he's gone. So he starts acting bad afterwards. Are you taking Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, so he's 42? Acting all right. He's not killing anybody.
Not that we know of. We don't. Are you taking Aaron Hernandez?
Not that we know of.
Are you taking Aaron Hernandez?
Nah, no.
What about in the sixth?
Nah.
What about seventh?
He's a murderer.
What about Mr. Irrelevant?
No, still a murderer.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
Okay. What if it was OJ? What if you got OJ Simpson at 42? And this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
No. But you have a crystal ball, and it's going to happen 35 years later.
So 35 years later?
No, he's going to commit his crimes
35 years after
the draft. On the same timeline that he did. So it's not going to be happening while he's there. He's going to be one of the faces. If I told you right now the Texans at linebacker could get OJ Simpson number 42. And again, it's nothing you know at the time. You just know that 30 years something's going to go down in Los Angeles. Do you take OJ Simpson at 42?
I probably would.
Okay. Yeah, I mean right? Sure. But I would keep it to myself.
You get that career?
Yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone, though.
Well, I don't
think
so.
If I was the only one that the genie told, I would just
act. By the way, this guy's a murderer to be. He's a murderer to be.
I'm going
to
be like 90 years old. Oh, my God. I never saw that coming.
Never saw that coming.
Watch this. These are my confessions. Is J.J. Watt trying to play football? I'm starting to wonder. He talked like he was a little bit open to it last year. Now he's putting up pictures of himself squatting, and I mean, it just this between all the dad life stuff and all that, and now we're getting to the draft, and he's putting up this type of stuff. Is there a chance this guy comes back? Because I'm not completely dismissive of it. I wouldn't bet on it, but what are you doing full squats for?
I don't think there is any chance he comes back.
Okay, what are you doing then?
That said. It's really starting to hit him that he's not in the limelight anymore. So he's just kind of needy. Yeah, kind of thirsty, kind of needy. And
he's squatting like 575 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some guys just like to lift weights, like to do that.
Like that?
But to do it on the gram and
why
and
do
all
you
want
to do a squat?
Why would you want to risk hurting yourself like that? Just stay in shape. Don't go to the extreme. But I think it's starting to kind of, you know, he's not in the limelight anymore, which is weird because he is in the limelight in a lot of ways with on television and, you know, obviously the studio shows and all that and McAfee. But I think maybe he's just a little needy. Watch this. These are my confessions. As time goes by, I despise Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby more than ever. You would have thought it'd be the exact opposite.
They just go away.
They're gone.
Why don't you move on?
Yeah, moving on. I'm not wanting
to move
on.
You got a good
on.
Ball club. Why don't you move on,
but
Lopez?
Obviously we've moved on, but when you think about it, when you do think about B.O.B. and Easterby and that whole era, I almost despise him more now than I did even then because it's like, how did this organization get to that point? Like, how did anyone allow that to happen?
Incompetence.
It's crazy.
He was in a draft room, man.
Dude, he was in the draft room. Remember the whole controversy? Was he in the room? Was he not in the room? Was he making? I mean, he was standing in the back, right, like behind B.O.B. that one year and all that stuff. I was like, God.
On the text line, the 713, people work out Landry talking about the J.J. picks. I get it, but I mean, power. Like, do you think that? I don't know. Name of football. You think Tom Brady's doing power cleans and squats right now?
Well, he was running the 40. Did you see that video?
Yeah. But do you think he's like maxing out squats and doing power cleans? Like there's some things. Like I'm not sitting
That's
here saying
Tom
you don't
Brady,
go do
though,
you a
man.
Workout or something. But like.
Well, he's also in his 40s where you better work out.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You know, you better work out when you hit your 40s.
Is that the rule?
If you don't, you're going to start feeling it a lot quicker. That's for dang sure.
Okay. JJ? Oh, no.
No, he's not in his 40s yet.
Someone says OJ and Hernandez would be a killer team.
See what you did there.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Well done.
Watch this. These are my
confessions. I am fascinated with Sketch.
Oh, I got one too.
I am fascinated with Sketch. I listened to the podcast with he and Theo Vaughn. I'm fascinated. I got to confess, I'm a fan. And I did not know that he went to Texas State. COVID got him and he left. He'd actually gone to OU and Mississippi State before that. So
where does he actually live?
Around. Here.
Is it here? Because he said he took a flight.
Here
is.
Where's he from?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Maybe he's like living somewhere up there.
He's from Oklahoma and then they moved here.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was in Oklahoma.
It was kind of the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's my confession on Sketch. I think he might have blown out his knee.
No, he did.
I just watched the video a little while ago. Like this, he was catching passes
off of Speed.
Yeah,
the dude named Speed. What? Why is that guy a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. But I looked at the video. I'm like, that is not acting. Like he went, I started grabbing his thing. So is he or is he not going to announce the pick?
Oh, he's gonna announce the pick. He's gonna come out maybe in like from a cast wheelchair or something.
Yeah.
That's my worst nightmare, man. Trying to run fast and blow out something.
Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't even put that in the atmosphere.
No, I'm not out here trying to do that, so I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just making sure. I mean, I see all these guys doing CrossFit at like 50. Shout out to you.
Yes.
We're trying to run the 40.
I am not questioning you, and I am not questioning your dedication or anything like that. But, man, you guys are insane. LeBron James is still playing NBA basketball.
Think about that.
I mean, in
at
like
that
at a freak show level, to where if you're just watching, you're like, that guy's the biggest freak on the
court. Is he the best 39-year-old basketball player of all time?
What? Who's even in that?
I seen somebody post
Kareem.
That.
Yeah, Kareem could be up there, but Kareem wasn't. But Kareem kind of had a little bit more of a of what resembled an old man game when he was breaking boys off
those
at 39.
Hook shots and all. But he was, but it was a lot more physical too.
Yeah,
like when people were just elbowing.
But
him
he's not as good as Bron, is he?
He's the all-time leading scorer until Bron.
Man, LeBron, though, out there.
Yeah. You argue, say he's still the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony Davis once every 10 games.
Yeah. Man, Kareem at age 39.
When did he retire? How old was Kareem?
41.
Yeah.
At age 39, he was averaging 18 and 12.
Yeah. That's cute.
Crazy.
That's cute. LeBron says that's cute.
Yeah, but that was, and he was an all-star.
LeBron says that's cute.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron averages like 25 right now.
Yeah, but
26?
LeBron doesn't get guys that are just, and I'm not getting into that conversation.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying respect. I'm just saying respect for Kareem.
ESPN first take.
Guys were just elbowing him and, you know,
the game was physical back then.
It was.
Who was the better player, LeBron or Kareem?
Hey.
I'm not getting into that.
ESPN.
You're there now. Let's go. Let's get into it.
I'm just.
You need company?
Embrace debate.
I'm just
you
saying.
You need some company?
I'm just saying respect for that man.
You want me to come there?
Respect.
Let me get in on Team Lopez.
For that. But I mean, push comes to shove, I'd probably take Kareem.
Now you breathe on him. Now you breathe on him. They're calling a foul. Every time. Back then, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar used to get punched in the face. And it
he was playing with men.
You're damn right. Put a skirt on him.
It's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop. Coming up next, the day that was a year ago and how that could have changed next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, last year, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson. That was one of, where would you rank that in most exciting days in Texans history? Is it top five, top three?
Oh, easily top five. 10? Right? Easily top five. Top three? You're talking about exciting.
Yeah, exciting. Excitement. It's got to be top
3.
Okay. The Cowboys.
Well, yeah,
when
Cowboys win, Bengals win, Bengals playoff win. Yeah. And then it's right in there with those. Yeah, for sure.
I think it was probably the most excited
that Texans fans have been. And I do think that the rough times before added to the excitement.
For sure.
So I think I think in a strange way, the fact that you had the disappointment of Deshaun Watson, you had everything else, I think it just kind of increased it, elevated.
Yeah, because we'd been through the desert, and then you see, you know.
You think CJ's moment kind of got taken away a little bit, though, if you think about it?
Like, no. Do you?
I mean, you know, they drafted you, and then all of a sudden it's like a pairing. It's not.
See,
it's
my
not
thing was
CJ
like,
thing.
Holy crap, that too? Like, you know, you got CJ Stroud, and you're like, oh, man, because it happened so fast, too. And you're like, wow, this is crazy. Wait a minute. That's a Texans logo up there.
Two of them.
Yeah, it's like, holy crap.
Do you think that there's like a hidden value in the trade that was made? Because we talked about that it was a package deal. I think it was a package deal. I 100% believe that. Mm-hmm. I will go to the grave thinking that they wanted Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, and they figured drafting C.J. first would be the way to go because if C.J. were the guy that was there for Arizona – then
the
price would have been higher. That's I'll go to the grave.
No, I agree.
Do you think that there's hidden value though in that trade? In that, a couple of things. Number one, your franchise quarterback kind of has a. And when I say took away CJ's moment, I'm just saying more so like pop. I'm not saying it made his night any worse. But do you think there's hidden value in a quarterback coming into the league with all that pressure, with everything that comes with being a quarterback, having someone that's shoulder to shoulder with him, going in there with him as like, he calls Will Anderson a brother. Do you think that kind of adds value and maybe eases the mind or makes it easier for the organization to establish what they want to establish and CJ Stroud to be prepared to do whatever it is that he needs to do? Do you think that there's like hidden value there in that?
I think it's not even that hidden. I think it's a, it became a package deal, and they became immediately the faces of the future of the franchise. And so, automatically that's going to take a little bit of pressure off of both of them. But moving forward, it's like CJ and Will Anderson. So, absolutely it does. Here's the other thing. I think there is some hidden value in that deal last year that we're still benefiting from. And that is... no one knows what the Texans are going to do. Like, because they were almost predictable going into last year. You know, they had drafted some players in the, you know, in the later rounds. They had, you know, pretty predictable picks in the first round. And then all of a sudden this happens and you're like, holy crap. Now no one in the league, no one anywhere really knows what to expect from the Texans.
Yeah, I don't even think people are looking at him though, right?
Well, I mean,
it's not like they're lurking. I mean, I think people are looking at Minnesota and saying, oh, man, something's going on there. They need a quarterback. Yeah. My God. Oh, holy crap. Oh, Josh McCown, coach Drake May in high school. Yeah. Oh, they got two first-round picks. Oh, Kirk Cousins is gone.
No, but what I'm saying is hard to predict. You can't predict what the Texans are going
to do. Yeah, it's hard to predict, but it's not like you don't. The only reason that it feels like people feel like something could happen is because of Nick Caserio's past
and that trade.
Yeah, but the other thing is I don't know that his past is the same. The situations are the same. Like in the past when he's made these moves, there's been I don't want to say it was like a trial run the first couple years, but you're trying to get through the mud. You didn't have a first round pick, so perhaps you're trying to get a little bit aggressive to get guys higher up on your board. And then he had the two first round picks, so he was willing to trade back with the Kenyon Green and then trade up with the CJ. He had extra equity. I don't feel like we know Nick Caserio. I don't feel like we know him. Which I think adds to your unpredictability.
Point. Yeah, that's my.
But that's what. But when I'm I guess I'm kind of arguing with a ghost in here. So this is my fault. I'm just saying, assuming that he's going to trade up, I think is just as dangerous as assuming that he's going to trade back.
Yes, I think he's unpredictable. That's why I said there's still a little bit of hidden value with that trade, because that trade is going to make it unpredictable for what Nick Caserio does for the foreseeable future. You know, not just this year. Like, well, this is the guy that traded up and gotten the number 2 and 3 picks. You know, this is also the guy that has traded up 11 times in 3 years. So at the same time, he's also been very patient and he's traded back. And so I think there's a lot of value there to be unpredictable with what he's doing.
The other thing is it really him that's going to be the one that's being aggressive? In other words, is there a little extra nudge?
Mm-hmm.
from the face being D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans kind of telling you what to do. I want to ask this because we talk about this, and this it's fun right now because when you look back at how things were, it's not even like in a negative context. It's more of like a gratitude and appreciation for where the Texans currently are. But there's a lot of ifs. Like, if the Texans had the number one pick, would they have taken Bryce Young? If Deshaun Watson had never gotten in the legal stuff, would they have traded with the Jets and perhaps drafted Zach Wilson? If Deshaun Watson never demanded a trade, would they be in a tough spot right now? There's a lot of ifs. What if they would have drafted Jonathan Gannon? Like, what? Or not drafted, hired Jonathan Gannon instead of D'Amico Ryans? Is it possible that we could have this same level of excitement? Because I think D'Amico's the right guy. But is it possible, had they hired a different coach, that we could still have this same level of excitement? Let's say it's Shane Steichen or Jonathan Gannon. Is it possible, or would we have to know who wanted CJ at the end of the day? Like, where are we at there?
I actually don't think it's possible. Because keep in mind what the dialogue would have been, what the narrative would have been. Oh, that's a Nick Caserio guy. You know, Gannon was a Caserio guy. He interviewed him the year before, even. And so I think there would have been a little more skepticism and probably a little bit more, a little bit safer approach in the draft. I believe, and I have no reference for this in terms of like a source or anything saying this. I just believe that D'Amico Ryans is better for Nick Caserio than Nick Caserio is for D'Amico Ryans. Like, I think he challenges him.
I don't even know that Nick would push back on that.
Yeah. I think he challenges him more than he's ever been challenged. He has a different approach than he's ever been around. I think Nick has said some things that would make me want to believe that. Like, I think, like, he's never been around a guy that, like D'Amico Ryans, and seeing that other opinion has kind of made Nick Caserio get out of his comfort zone a little bit.
See, I do wonder, you know, you get Shane Steichen. Which quarterback does Shane Steichen like? Is there still the excitement? I don't know. There is a certain level of comfort of watching a ball game. And on top of, he's a really good coach, and just seeing D'Amico Ryans. And I also think his mindset, the guys had the resources to develop that mindset, but I think he helps Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. I think he helps them bring out their best. So I am with you. I do think it would be a little bit more difficult. It's just kind of crazy because we're sitting here, the way we talk about the coach, the way we talk about the GM, the way we talk about the players, like, it's just so positive. Ownership, all that, it's so positive. But just like we said, where Deshaun Watson and all the timing and stuff ended up working out for the Texans, it's also kind of crazy that the biggest scumbag, loser, weasel that's ever been in this town, the POS Jack Easterby, I mean, he probably had a little nudge in getting Caserio here too, if we're being honest.
Yeah, somebody actually asked that on the text.
Which, here's my thing.
Would you go through it again because knowing how it ended up here?
Sure. I mean, yeah, whatever. Why not?
They weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I would, but here was always my thing with that. Slime balls, con artists, they know how to latch on to guys that are good at stuff. That's how they get to where they're at.
Exactly.
Like, you latch on to Bill Belichick, you latch on to Tom Brady, you latch on to Nick Caserio. Like, there's plenty of scumbags, lowlives, con men, whatever you want to say. I mean, other than that, he's a pretty good dude. But there's plenty of those guys that know how to latch on to the right guy. That's how they get where they go. Like Buzz Williams at Texas A&M. He's doing a good job.
All of a sudden, they're winning.
Hey, Buzz, I was going to be in town. You mind if I come through?
All of a sudden, they're winning and in the tournament. You know, I haven't seen you in years, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I remember at South Carolina, Dawn Staley. She's my favorite coach.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of – like, it's not like he discovered it. Like, the guy had been working in New England for 13 years as kind of Bill Belichick's right-hand man before.
I mean, he was Bill Belichick's right-hand man, so you think he's going to latch on to someone that's now a general manager? Of course.
It's just
try to make him a general manager.
It's just kind of good because you – The reason I'm bringing it up is because you know how people talk about curses and this team is cursed and, oh, my gosh, this bad luck. You trace back, you know, 2021, like the start of 2021, getting through that mud, there's plenty of credit to go around to where the biggest debates that you have about the Texans now are like, well, what if this wouldn't happen? What if that wouldn't happen? What if that would have happened? What if that would have happened instead of, well, what if they would have taken Aaron Rodgers instead of Travis Johnson?
Yeah.
Or what if they would have taken Julius Peppers instead of David Carr?
Yeah.
What if Gary Kubiak would have brought in Peyton Manning? Mm-hmm. They could have won a Super Bowl. Now the what ifs, it's not, well, things could have been much better. It's things you think are as good as they can be. And what if it had gone the wrong way?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great point. Because those, as much as those, and that the Aaron Rodgers one is one that I've always kind of hung my hat on that as a what if. But they're still far-fetched.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
they're still very far-fetched. Whereas now you can just look back and do those things.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing for me. Yeah. And I just think it's interesting to see how it goes. And on the text line, you're getting people saying, well, you know, did Caserio want CJ? Did D'Amico want CJ? I don't care. Because the fact that they disagreed and they found a way to satisfy both sides, that's a healthy organization.
Yeah.
I think it's actually better if one side didn't want him.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, I don't care
that's
about that.
What I think about,
that's
like,
better.
D'Amico's good for him.
Yeah,
he's
that's better.
Making him think
differently. They're balancing it off each other. And if you didn't want this, then you ended up executing. I think that's even better.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a disagreement?
Yeah. I mean, I think half the room probably thought Will was the guy, and the other room, half thought it was CJ.
I don't know what.
I think them having that other first round pick, I think they took advantage of that. I don't think it was like a one or the other. Let's decide and get both.
Here's why I think so, Figgy. When you're trading for the, when you're angling to get the number two and number three overall picks, there's no way everyone would agree on that. Like you, in a room of NFL executives and coaches, it's almost impossible to believe that you're kind of floating this idea and everybody's like, yeah, let's go. No, there's no way. So there was a disagreement, but there was also the compromise, if you want to call it that, or whatever, that they ultimately landed there. And I think D'Amico probably was the most influential.
Yeah, and I think it's just great that they're all,
yeah,
if they can disagree and come to an agreement, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Screw the whole, what was the word? We'll put a bow on this with the word. What was the Bill O'Brien word with gang? Damn it.
With who?
Alignment.
Alignment.
Oh, alignment.
Oh
yes.
My God.
We're aligned.
AKA, they shut the hell up and we do whatever the hell
we're aligned at the hip.
Yeah. AKA, he's aligned on my nuts and does whatever I tell him to do.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Alignment. Gosh, that was awful. Good Lord, that was bad. Oh, my. Let's go around the NFL. Is this guy a slime ball or is this guy just misunderstood? There's a general manager who's been telling NFL prospects the exact same thing. Is he in the wrong? Discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.